A GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Thompson, and this is the podcast for November the 8th. Well, we're moving right along. Halloween is in the past. The next holiday that we're going to have here is Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving in the United States of America, where it's a good time to be thankful for what we have, and we should always be thankful. You know how many times people are not really close to the Lord Jesus Christ, but the moment that something bad happens, they get on their knees and they pray to God, help me, help me. But they forget Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father when everything is going okay. Well, that's not really what the podcast is about this time, but I just thought I would share that with you. Now, we've been discussing exactly what the seven seals are. So you should understand that what the seven seals are right now. The seven seals, each seal is a 1,000-year period of time, right? And the first seal, we learned that it starts in the year 3967 and ends at 2967 BC, before Christ. And the second seal, we know, started in 2967 and it ended in 1967 BC, before Christ. And the third seal? Well, the third seal began in 1967 and ended in 967 BC, and we covered that last week. So you can see the podcast. I've been doing each seal one podcast at a time so we can cover the events. Now, the first few seals, really most of all the seals we covered so far only have two verses covering each seal. And the reason for that is because the book, the Bible, is meant for us in the last days. And each seal is a 1,000-year period. Well, we don't really need to know a whole lot about what happened back in 3967 to 2967 BC for the first seal. But as we get closer and we start entering the sixth seal, we have a lot more verses. And believe it or not, the sixth seal is talking about our day. So yes, if the Bible is for the New Testament, is for our day, then during the sixth seal when the Bible was written, right? So yes, the information would be about for us, for our day, we would have more scriptures. But today we're covering the fourth seal. And this short podcast should be a lot shorter, but I wanted to cover the fourth seal, and I'll give you some other information as well. In Revelation chapter 6, we read verse 7, "And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Verse 8, "And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth." So really, the fourth seal, we're talking about death, hell, war, and famine. And that really covers it. Basically, we just covered the podcast right off the bat, rather quickly here. And next week, we're going to cover the fifth seal, which would be quite interesting. And it covers the years 33 to 1033 AD. But the fourth seal It covers the span of time from 967 BC, right before Christ, 967 BC to the year 33 AD. Now, as I've been trying to let you know throughout my podcast, is that the fourth seal is Jesus Christ was on the earth. Well, when he was crucified and arose from the dead, the year was 33 AD when Jesus Christ was resurrected. And that started the fifth seal. And the fifth seal we will cover next week. That is important because we have a timeline, right? The timeline when the fifth seal started was the year 33. So you add 1,000 years and you get the year 1033 AD. Add another 1,000 years and what do you get? You get the year 2033. So the trumpet, if you read the book of Revelation, that's when you learn that 2033, you read about the first of seven trumpets. So we will cover the trumpets at a later podcast because I want to cover each trumpet individually because that is right in front of us. And that will be a podcast which will be sometime after we cover the seven seals. So that's it. That's the podcast pretty much for this week. Rather quick and simple that the fourth seal is death, hell, war, and famine. And that's Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. So feel free. I would recommend reading the book of Revelation. It will help you out and make a difference in your life. Now I want to talk to you about something here. My plans for the future. I'm going to continue to make podcasts. I will never stop making podcasts about prophecy and the things that are going on. And I want to show you the many scriptures and about the things that are leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because I know that Donald Trump will be elected again, but that the United States will go to war with Iran and Turkey. Iran and Turkey are going to start a war. And we talked about it in the podcast in the past. We often studied Daniel chapter 8, verse 4, in which Iran and Turkey will start a war, and they will push to the north, south, and west. And we learn that in the Bible it says Persia. We know that today it's called Iran. And we know that Media is a territory which covers the territory in the north, which is Turkey, and it covers Iran. So, those are podcasts that we covered in the past, so you can expect a war. Iran is starting a war. It's already been taking place. It's going to heat up. Iran is a threat to Israel. Something happens really soon here that causes the United States to go to war with Iran and Turkey. And I believe that's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen under when Trump is elected. And right now, the election is coming up on Tuesday. And today, being I'm doing the podcast before the November the 8th, I'm actually doing a podcast on November the 3rd. So I'm doing the podcast a little bit early before I release it. God bless you, brothers and sisters. It's very important that we keep an eye on the news, and it's very important that we take the time to read the scriptures and to pray in all that we do. Seek righteousness. Keep the commandments. You know, I struggle myself. There are things that I'm working on, and I think as long as we are believing in Jesus Christ and we're striving for perfection, because the scriptures say, Jesus Christ says, be ye perfect. It's hard to be perfect, isn't it, in today's world? But what you do is you make a list. Make a list of the things that you feel like you need to overcome. Read the scriptures so that you know what those things are. For instance, I don't do alcohol. I don't drink. And I know that the Lord looks down on drinking. In fact, you cannot make it to heaven if you're an alcoholic. You can't have an alcoholic in heaven. That would kind of ruin it for everybody else. We ruin our soul. We don't behave. We can't think the way we are supposed to think. And so make a list of the things that you want to overcome. Work on each thing. Work on three things. Work on them. Check off the things that you need to overcome. Then get your other list and check them off. And eventually you'll become stronger as long as you keep reading the scriptures and you're praying daily and you never give up. Have a never give up attitude. So important, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Well, I want to get to the news that I want to share with you. There are some plans that I have that I'm working on. I have a YouTube website and I have videos on there. They're very interesting. But one thing I've noticed about YouTube is they often take away freedom of speech. They are too controlled. It's good to have rules, but when you start talking about, you mentioned God and Jesus and Donald Trump and your faith, and you leave comments, and I notice comments I often leave, they never get posted, they delete it. I know it's an automatic system for the most part, and people can complain too, you know. And they just seem like you lose your freedom of speech. What I'm going to do is I'm going to create scriptures. And I'm going to, I don't know if you call it AI, but I'm going to read some scriptures and I'm going to use Windows Explorer, because by you doing this, I'm going to be able to have the scriptures read and online, and I'll create the videos and I'll put a picture of Jesus Christ on there and I'll have the scriptures be read. I'm going to cover the Old Testament, the New Testament, and I have the Book of Mormon. I'm going to cover that and maybe some other scriptures. And I'm going to also not only have the scriptures read to you, they're going to be put into a certain time limit, maybe about 20 to 30 minutes a day. And at the end of the day, you've been out there working hard. You can come home at night or you can do it in the morning. Whenever you have time, I ask that maybe together we can get through these scriptures. Listen to them. Listen to the scriptures, say somewhere between 20 to 30 minutes a day before you go to bed or when you get up in the morning. And we'll get through the scriptures. We'll read all the scriptures, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and my goodness, we'll read the Book of Mormon, and you're going to learn things that you've never learned before just by listening. Now, I will have extra videos, which would be my podcast, where I talk about prophecy. And as I read these scriptures, and as I go through the entire scriptures, I'm going to be able to grab more information and I'll be able to share the information from, you know, to you about prophecy. I'm all about prophecy. I love prophecy. I've learned some things. That's why this podcast has started. And the next thing I want to mention to you is that I'm going to use the platform Rumble, rumble.com, which is RUMBLE.com, and I will be posting it there for 2025. I will start posting the scriptures that are going to be read. There are going to be many, many, many posts, and we'll get through these scriptures together. We'll do it in an efficient time, and we'll learn the most that we possibly can about prophecy. It's some exciting things that are coming about for 2025. I got to get the word out, and I invite you to get involved and to share your comments. Check out gtl.news. That's where I'll have my audio podcast, and I will take some of my audio as well and post it on rumble.com. And this information, a lot of this information, well, you cannot find it on other websites except for maybe one. And the information that I've learned. And I'm really grateful for you, brothers and sisters, and I'm hoping that you will let others know about my website and rumble.com, and I will tell you where my website is and the location. You can follow the links when I start this podcast in 2025, and sometime in 2025, I will give you a link to rumble.com as I start making my videos. I've already started working on it. It's going to be a very time-consuming project, but it's going to be a positive one. We all need to get through reading the scriptures in our lifetime. We cannot learn how to serve God, and it really helps us by reading the scriptures. We become closer to God. There's really no greater way to become closer to God, and that is to read the scriptures and then to pray. Both of them work hand in hand. God bless you, brothers and sisters. And that is my podcast for this week, for November the 8th, 2024. God bless you and have a wonderful week. And that has been a podcast for November the 8th, 2024. Bless you and see you next week.